to Naked Scientists. Keep your emails coming in, chris@nakedscientists.com. We've heard about bacteria, we've heard about viruses, but now we're going to hear about another component of the microbiological world, which is, of course, fungi. And Ali Ashby's with us from Cambridge University. Hi, Ali. Now, what actually is a fungus? Because how does it differ from the bacteria we've heard about and the viruses?
Well, fungi are fascinating organisms. They're incredibly diverse. I mean, they range in size from a few microns, which is what you'd expect a bacterium to be, right up to being one of the largest organisms on this planet. And so they're incredibly diverse. They diverged from bacteria, obviously, very early on. They are not plants, they're not animals, but they're their own kingdom.
Are they more specialised than bacteria? Are they more like us than bacterial cells?
They are certainly more like us, yes. They have more things in common with animal cells, many, many things in common. And so, yes, I would say that that they are more similar to us. They clearly shared a common ancestor early on in evolutionary time.
So if you look at the world around us, what do fungi contribute to it? What's their big role?
I think the biggest role that fungi have to play is they're one of the primary decomposers. So they go along and they break down woody lignin. And without them, we would have lots and lots of trees hanging around and virtually no soil and therefore no plants growing. So they're incredibly important for that reason. One of the other things that they do, and maybe people don't realise this, but just about every plant in your garden has a fungal association, whether it be an association with the roots. Those are mycorrhizal associations and they're mutualistic. Both the fungus and the plant benefit from that interaction. Or they could be endophytic fungi, which tend to grow in the leaves of plants and don't cause any visible signs of infection or disease, yet are beneficial in that they prevent animals from eating the leaves, for example, and also offer some resistance to other microbes.
So what are they doing in the roots? Because you mentioned there's this clever relationship between fungus and a plant's roots. So what's going on there? What's happening?
Well, basically what's happening is the root structure of a plant can only extend so far into the soil. Now, without fungi, and basically what happens, there are several different types of mycorrhizal fungi. There are endophytic, there are sort of the endomycorrhizal fungi and the ectomycorrhizal fungi. Now, the endomycorrhizal fungi associate very closely with the roots of a plant. They actually get inside the plant, the outer plant, the surface of the plant, and they extend their hyphae much, much further than the roots of a plant.
So it's almost like a system of roots on top of roots.
That's right. And it basically what they do is they sequester nutrients from the soil, nutrients that the plants are finding hard to get hold of, things like phosphorus and zinc. And in return, what the plant gives are plant photosynthates. So they get the sugars that result from photosynthesis. And so it's a mutualistic interaction.
So if I was to sort of zoom in on a fungus, what would it actually look like? Is this sort of one, not like one little cell that you see with a bacteria?
Well, no, but if you could imagine the London Underground, it's a little bit like that. It's a vast network, a cotton wool network of hyphae, hollow tunnels, if you like, a little bit like the London Underground. And they extend out into the substratum and spread like that. They're heterotrophs, so fungi are like animals. Not like plants, in that plants can actually make their own food from energy, external sources of energy. Fungi can't do that, just like us. They have to actually utilise pre-made organic material. So they actually, what they do is they send out their hyphae, they produce special proteins called enzymes, which are released into the food source. They digest that, and then they absorb the nutrients back into the sort of hollow cotton wool hyphal strands.
You mentioned that they're actually one of the largest organisms on Earth. So how big's big then?
Well, one of the, I think, Armillaria gallica over in the States, in Oregon, I think the latest measurement on that was something like 3.6 miles. So the hyphal...
Just one organism.
Just one organism, that's right. And so the mycelium has actually spread an incredible distance. And so it could arguably be the largest organism on this planet.
And just very briefly, Ali, we now see fungi as a useful food source, not just for breaking down wood and things, but also for us to eat and turn into Marmite and things like that.
That's right. I mean, in the food industry, you'd be absolutely amazed. And next time you go to the supermarket, just look at what you've got in your shopping baskets, because fungi help in the production of bread, wine, beer, Marmite, as you said, soya sauce, cheeses, and probably one of the most important things as far as my kids are concerned, chocolate. Fungi play an incredible role both in the way that the chocolate plant grows and also the way that the chocolate flavour is imparted. Basically, the fungal fermentation makes the chocolate taste good.
So it's not just making the plant grow well, it's or is it that the fungus is putting something into the plant?
No, it's different fungi. The endomycorrhizal fungi help with the root structure of the chocolate tree and allow that tree to grow in the tropics. Once the flowers develop and they're pollinated by mites, the cocoa pods develop. The cocoa pods are picked, and within those pods there are about 50 seeds, and it's the seeds that you actually need to make chocolate. Now, surrounding the seeds, there's a mucilage, and basically what fungi do is they break down that mucilage and produce ethyl alcohol that are then other bacteria and other fungi that come in and play a role. And basically, the early stages where you're getting this breakdown, it's mainly lactic acid, it's broken down to ethyl alcohol, you actually get the flavour of the chocolate coming out.
I can almost taste it now. That's Ali Ashby from Cambridge University. Thanks, Ali.